Hello, ladies. Let me see. Okay, it's working. So, hello again. Hello, hello, hello. Today we are going to talk about three topics that are going to be intertwined. It's going to be from isolation to connection. Yeah, from like walking your path alone, maybe your healing journey, your inner work journey, your leveling up journey to coming into community and coming into connection. This is number one. Then we're going to talk about the feeling of, of expressing yourself, like fully expressing yourself and share it with the world. Yeah, it's also kind of part of the isolation and connection, because through the journey of isolation, we change and then we have to experience ourselves again when we come out and share our full selves, right? And then also talking from powerless victim, yeah, feeling powerless, feeling choiceless, feeling feeling helpless, yeah, the helpless victim to knowing your power and knowing the power of being able to create your own reality. Okay, so these are three topics. I have a full board of topics that I have just written down for the longest time. It's outside my office here, and every day I'm just randomly picking the papers, and I'm just giving myself the exercise of just flowingly talking about these topics and also intertwining it with my real life experience. So today I woke up and I always start my day with with an embodiment practice. It's a mix of working out, dancing, and at the same time setting intention for what wants to come up inside my body. Because as a holistic healer, as a holistic person, I know about how our body is storing all the energies, right? The body keeps the count. Maybe you've heard about that. The body is keeping the count of trauma. The body is keeping the count of all the emotions that have been felt or that have been suppressed and that continue to come up, that want to be felt and want to be released. So as I did this work, every time I come out of my morning practice, I feel more strong. I feel stronger in my power to face the world. So it's not only an internal mental process, but it's actually about me feeling safe and strong in my body to face the world. And then today I had a talk with a client, and it was about money and it was about setting boundaries. And then she told me that she feels like our relationship can only exist when she plays small. And then I said, no, girl, like that's exactly not why I'm here. I want every other woman and I want every other human being to feel safe enough in my presence to come as strong as I am strong. Like I see it's a beautiful help for me. I see every human being having like this glass ball around them. This is your aura field, your auric field, but I think it's very easy to imagine yourself like you are living inside your own glass bubble. This is your space. And inside that space, you can be whoever you want to be. You can fully own the space. Like you can fully own this field, right? Your energy, your power, that's your field. That's your space. And inside that space, you can feel safe. That's you. Yeah. Nobody is allowed to enter the space without your permission. And everything that happens beyond the space of your field, of your glass bubble, is an interaction. It's an exchange of thoughts, an exchange of money, yeah, and an exchange of energy. So everything that I carry inside that space is what I have to bring to the world. My energy, my knowledge, my embodiment, my experiences. This is everything that I carry. I am a walking university. That's how I see myself, because I have been, yeah, investing in my knowledge of coaching and like spiritual work and psychological work and energetic work and all of these things, my knowledge about nutrition and my life experience as a business owner, and so on and so forth. This is all contained in my field, in my bubble. And I want every other person to fully own their bubble as well. I want you to fully own your bubble, fully own your space, and come to me with everything that you own. Like, I don't want people to be around me that I can feel small. No. I'm an empowerment person. Like, I want you to stand in your own power. And at times we will not agree. Like, we will not agree, and that's okay. I stay in my bubble, you stay in your bubble, and we negotiate. We negotiate. I am standing here on my throne. You can also like be on your throne inside your bubble. I am here on my throne, and I know exactly what I want. I know exactly what my price is, my value is. I know how to like conduct myself inside my own queendom. Like, this energy field is also my queendom. This is from the energy field that I create. And I want you to be on your own throne, and at some points, we will not come together, and that's totally fine. But we can negotiate, and I want you to negotiate, and I want you to come with your full power. But in order to be a full queen, in order to be a sovereign human being, yeah, all of these words I've always used, but there's a science to it. It's an evolutionary process, right? So I just want to tell you where I come from right now today, what's going on in my life. And I use everything. Like, the one thing that I learned from my mentor is the content of your life, everything that is happening in your life right now, is the curriculum of your evolution, especially with relationships, right? Whatever is happening in your relationships is a reflection of your growth journey, how you present yourself in this relationship, what is coming at you, like what is it? Is it, does it match? Does it not match? It's always a chance to show yourself who you've become. Yeah. And I am at the place where I fully own myself and I fully own my energy. And there's so much more to share. And I want to go into these three topics, also interlinked with what I just shared. And you can also let me know, where are you right now? Are you bumping heads? Are you afraid to confront people? Are you afraid to negotiate? Are you afraid to show up in your full authentic truth? Are you afraid to own your space? I know that so many people are afraid to do that. And I understand, like, at one point I have been there too. So I want to know about you. Where are you in your journey? Look at my hair. And today I'm wearing this. This is my, I don't know how you call it, a brush. Anstecknadel, like a pin. I think it's a pin in English. Yeah. It's my pin. When I got my like highest level certification with my coaching institute, and it's a reminder of what I'm here for. And I am here to ignite the fire of people's dreams. Yeah. I am here to, that's a flame, as you can see. Yeah, and I'm here to ignite the fire of people's dreams and to ignite the fire of their being, of their aliveness, and burn away everything that is not part of you. So that's my brush, and it's like a little ritual. Maybe I'm gonna wear it more times, maybe not, but today I felt to be very official. Okay, so I am here as as somebody who really takes her work as a person, as a woman, as an embodied leader, I take it serious because I believe I had to learn all these things and I want to share it because everything that I've learned has enriched my life so much. And it has been my calling to share everything that I have learned and I'm continuing to learn. So let's jump right in into the topic. So maybe let's start with this point of feeling like a victim. Yeah, feeling a powerless victim. And I trust that we all have been there because I doubt, and if that's you, you're probably not here, but I doubt that like many people in this world have not grown up totally protected by their mother and their father and have been really grown up in the space of conscious parenting. Many people have not. So I believe we all have some sort of wounding. Yeah. We come into this world as an incarnation of soul, and we come into this world through the womb of our mother, and then we learn how to be human inside the womb of our mothers already. Then we have this huge initiation process coming into this world through the birth process, and then we come into this world by the nurturing of our mothers and the cultural and programming that gets passed down through parenting with our parents, the way our mother has held us, the way our father has protected us, and all of these things become part of like our imprint. So we can call this imprint also, it doesn't necessarily have to be like this traumatic experience, because sometimes we use the word trauma only for the very, very bad and deep, intentional hurt. But no, being alive on this planet more or less is a hurtful experience. Because most people don't know their divinity. They don't know what it takes to live an abundant life in blessings and in health and in love and in creativity and in money and in resources. Most people don't know that. So we come into this world and then we, like at some point in our life as a little human child, human being, we are powerless. That's just the reality of our human nature. And especially with human children, we need our parents. Like if you look into the animal kingdom, human babies need their parents the longest. Yeah, most of the babies come out and they can already walk, or they can already do like the coding inside of their DNA makes them be able to survive from the very beginning. Like some babies, like I'm just thinking about a giraffe. I once saw how a giraffe bears their child, like the giraffe is standing, yeah, and then the baby just comes out, flush, yeah, and then the baby like is very weak, but after a few minutes, the giraffe baby can already walk. Like, look at us human beings, like we need our parents so long, yeah, in order and to come into this world, like to feed us, to teach us how to walk or to hold space for our evolution, let's say that. So at one point, we are powerless like human beings. That's so true. And then when we are not being nourished the right way, like not being tended to, not being held, not being acknowledged, not being seen, not being heard. Yeah. If we don't get that from our parents in this early, early stage, it becomes a psychological imprint that we are not being fed, that we are not being seen, that we're not being heard. And it makes us feel powerless. It makes us feel powerless, and we learn coping mechanisms, survival strategies, like from very, very early to older. Yeah. So at one point in our life, and one part of our psyche is literally powerless. It's true. Like one part of our evolutionary state in this world, in this life, was being powerless. And then we grow and we evolve, and then we learn how to survive. And we learn how to survive either in a conscious way where we can just say what we need and then we will get our needs met by our mother or by our father. And then we evolve like that. Life is friendly. Life is the representation of life comes through our parents. Life is friendly. I can tend to my mother. She's going to get my needs met. I'm going to tend to my father. He's going to protect and provide for me. Like these two archetypal symbols, the mother and the father, they are literally how we learn how to navigate through this world. If we don't get our needs met in a healthy way, we learn mechanisms on how to get our needs met, our needs of being seen, being loved, being heard, being fed, being sheltered, being protected. These are like our basic needs. And I believe through this trauma and this early childhood stage, or the imprints and the distorted version of getting our needs met, this can go like this can flow through our whole life, that we are not being fully honest about our needs and how we can get them met because we didn't have the healthy representation mirrored or exemplified by our parents. So we learn distorted versions of getting our needs met through our youth, yeah, and then through our adulthood. And then at some points we can get triggered into feeling totally powerless. Yeah, so this is where we get back to the victim stage where we don't do, where we don't feel power. Yeah, where we don't know how to get our needs met. And we all have those stages in us. Yeah, so it's a process of becoming aware of what is happening inside of us. Yeah. And then I believe like the whole solution to becoming powerful is through first learning. Learning is the masculine side of things, like really learning, becoming aware of it, learning, knowing about it, being aware through the mind, yeah, through knowledge, through programs, through learning, through courses, through university, through education. Like these are the things we can learn how to become more aware. And the second very, very important part is through embodiment, yeah, through learning techniques on how we can mother and father ourselves, basically, reparent ourselves. Because as I said, if we come into this earth and world, we learn how the world functions through relationships and through the representations of our parents. If our parents are not highly conscious and fully healthy, and most parents are not, we don't really learn it. So we learn how the ideal should be, the perfect mother, the perfect father, principles or symbols. And we can also see this as archetypal energies, or even God and goddess energy, like the archetypal God, like depending on what kind of God you believe in. Yeah, because many godly figures in the scriptures are also a little power distorted by the human lens. But let's say God and goddess, the cosmic mother and the cosmic father, they're just love. Yeah. The mother is like full accepting, non-judging love. She embraces you. You can come to her with everything that is on your heart. And God, the masculine principle, the male part, is the ruler. He has the standards. He has the rules. He has the regulations. And he sets the masculine part. And this is not so much the all accepting part. No, he is the one who has boundaries and rules and regulations, and he's protecting, and he's casting out. Like he doesn't include everything. He excludes things. He judges things. Yeah, that's the masculine part of the divine. That's how I see it. Yeah, and then we have the mother. She's the nourishing and all encompassing, and she's accepting of everything. Like she's literally like just taking you in, doesn't matter how bad you have been, doesn't matter what you did, like she will still take you in and love you regardless. Like unconditional love is the feminine part of the divine, the loving, but the masculine is conditional. So if we just want to take those archetypal energies, because obviously there's so much more to it. Yeah, there's so much more. If you want to learn more, invest, I just say bluntly, invest in a more structured course curriculum type of knowledge. That's also in my programs, from the basic program, the Dream Builder, to Life Mastery, to working with the law through getting into your genius. I have a full curriculum. As I said, I'm a certified life coach and I have learned like a lot of content around these principles. But I just want to give you some information about that so you can also see what resonates with you and see where you want to dive in more and also create some value for you that you can apply right now. So we have this archetypal energy of the mother, and then we have the archetypal energy of the father. The father is straight. He's the ruler. He is not unconditional. The mom is unconditional. She's a loving and nurturing kind of energy. So we have those two parents figures in divine feminine, divine masculine. And through reparenting ourselves, going through life, continuing to go through life, this is also where I want to talk about this isolation part. Isolation, yes, isolation happens when we go into the healing journey, right? We kind of disconnect from the old world. We disconnect from people. We disconnect from maybe even, the old circles, relationships, things that we used to do. We use most of our free time to go inside. We use most of our free times to educate ourselves, right? To learn, to feed our mental about things that could possibly happen. Yeah. Because we want to see other visions. Yeah. If we don't see the examples in our immediate environment, it's always good to have other realities coming through us through knowledge. Yeah. And then at the same time, also doing the feminine part of the embodiment and feeling, getting a better feeling of our bodies, feeling what feels good, like what people feel good, what feels good to the body. It's also good to start getting aware of what food feels good to you, right? We start with the food. We start with having a touch with our bodies, feeling our bodies, feeling what's going on, becoming more sensitive of our bodies, of our womb, of our heart, of our breast, feeling how people feel to us. Like maybe some people feel very, like we don't want to even be close to them, the way they smell, the way they sound, the way they, the energy is. We don't want that. We become more sensitive to that. So that's the part of the isolation. We go into transformation. Yeah, that's the beginning of transformation. We go into isolation and we give space to more and more learning about something that we're interested in. I always believe that we start getting, like, life will first probably hit us like with something very painful, and then we wake up and then we go on this seeking journey. Yeah, we go seek. It's the hero's journey. We get out of our comfort zone and we seek something new. It could also be travel. It could be, as said, knowledge, doing new things. Yeah, so we go to explore something new. And then in this new, we reassess everything. We reassess how we have done certain things. Today, I'm talking mainly about relationships, and I want to stay there. There's so many more aspects of life where you can do that, but let's stay with relationship to your body, relationship to your cosmic parents, and then relationship to other people. So in this field of isolation, you fill yourself up, you fill your cup with new information, with new feelings, with new experiences. And then when you start to maybe come out of the isolation mode, because you're like, you now feel Like you're regaining power, you regain control of your triggers. When you get triggered, you don't fall back into victim mode. And if you feel into victim mode, you fall into victim mode, you learn the tools to bring yourself back up, right? You learn the tools to reparent yourself. You can soothe yourself. You know what to do in order to get back into power, to be empowered and seek the information, seek the knowledge, and get active again, agency, like you become active again, you can do something about it. Yeah. So this is all I always like to speak in picture. So the isolation is the ball again. You disconnect from other energies. Yeah, you disconnect because you want to feel your own energy and you want to feel what is my energy, what is not my energy. And the stronger you become, the deeper your boundaries have to become. So I also talked about emotion in the beginning. We will also talk about emotion. And I really want to talk about, maybe it's not an emotion, it's also a combination of first knowledge and then energy. Yeah, emotion is energy in motion, like activated energy. I believe, especially for women, but also for men, if you heal, it's everything about the inside. It's about the energy inside. And we become more sensitive and we learn to get to know ourselves better. And we look today, I'm all how do I say it? I'm all equipped. Look, can you see this? Is the same as this, you know, is all the merchandise from my coaching school. So American, but I loved it. It was really an initiation process, the fire. And I love it. I feel like a graduate from this mystery school. I think that's exactly the way it is. As I said, I'm a walking university, and all the knowledge that I learned, like most of it, not all, but many of it, is also from this school. So I love it. Sorry, I want to share it because here, also in front of me, I'm in my office space, and here on my wall, I have all my certifications. As I said, I'm also a nutritionist and I'm a bachelor's. I also have a bachelor's degree in international business and culture studies, and also, of course, my coaching certification. So yeah, I'm a teacher. Yeah, let's continue. So talking about emotions, the more you heal and the deeper you come into the healing, the more vulnerable you become, because you will find out that there is a wounding inside of you. Yeah, that's the whole thing. The wound is the initial deepest hurt and cut and trigger. Like the wound is like a trigger is literally, I love the picture. Like if you have a trigger, the trigger is like the wound and somebody touched the wound. So you are being triggered, and then you're being triggered into the part of yourself that has been wounded at a certain time of your evolution. So if it's a very deep childhood wound, as I said, you were literally a powerless little child because you couldn't find your own food. You couldn't protect yourself against other human beings. You were a dependent on protection and provision. You were, yeah. So if you have early childhood trauma, you get triggered into that part of yourself. The important thing here, and I'm going to share with you a tool, is to be triggered, to feel it, but to kind of see this wound and whatever you're feeling as a little child. But now you are a grown-up being, like you're a grown-up, otherwise you wouldn't be here. Like you learned some skills to survive in this world. Yeah. So you can disconnect kind of to be like the grown part of yourself and the inner child, and then you can talk to your inner child. You're like, okay, I'm feeling this. Oh my goodness. And then you learn to mother yourself as the cosmic mother. You tend to your inner child and you say, hey, Baby, it's okay. Like, I got you. I'm here. We are fine. It's okay. Like, we still gonna survive. There's love for you here. I see you. I feel you. I hold you. I love you. Yeah. It's okay to feel those feelings. You don't have to be afraid because I'm here. Yeah. So that's the part that your inner child trigger needs there. And then you can boom. And now we come to the emotion. And now is also about the father, the consciousness, the father, the male God kind of energy that you also represent. So many people are talking about the divine feminine right now and how the divine feminine is so sweet and how she looks so sweet. Let's all wear pink and fluffy clothes, which is amazing. I totally love that too. And I love my glitter and my gold and all of that. But it is also important to be ruthless. It's also important to be straight. It's also important to have boundaries. It's also important to be aggressive, you know, to come back. I had one full video about that aggressive, the bad bitch energy, right? The bad bitch energy. The bad bitch energy is a savage, and it's a more masculine energy. And it is important that we have both inside of us so we can actually protect the victim inside of us. I say these words because yes, I believe that there is a victimized part of us, but we don't want to stay stuck there. We want to heal it, nurture it, love it with the divine mother energy. Yeah. And then we also want to come back strong with the masculine energy and be like, okay, now whoever actually hurt me, because sometimes we can get triggered by something that is actually not that deep, but sometimes we get triggered by people who are actually dangerous. Let's be real. So that's very important to realize that. So it's important to express yourself. It's important to say, ouch. It's important to say, I'm hurt. It's important. And it depends on who you're talking to, because some people are not even conscious enough to process that, because some people are still in their animal, lower self, predator nature, that they will not understand your reasoning. They will not understand your logic. They will not understand your capacity to express what's going on in the subconscious, because most people are not doing their inner healing work. They're not even conscious of their own triggers and their own survival instincts and all of that. So we have to learn how to differentiate who we actually like, how we talk to who. Yeah. But it is important. Again, I'm talking about the, like, let's say the glass bowl, the glass energy bowl. It's your auric field. Yeah. It's like one arm length away, your personal space. And this is filled with energy. And it's so important also to not like pour your energy onto anybody, because it's not their responsibility to hold you. Yeah, it is very important to not let your energy be come out of this field. You can't come to the border of your field and either express yourself in a calm way, negotiate in a calm way, negotiate for exchange in a calm way, or even set the boundary coming on strong. But it's no responsibility for no one to just hold your oversweeping energy. Like, if that's the glass bowl, like I have a whole video about the containment. Yeah. So if that's your boundary, it has to be strong. Yeah. And you can protect your boundaries fiercelessly, like fiercely, not fiercelessly, but fiercely. I hope that makes sense. But apart from coming to the edge of your boundary, it is not your right to come over the edge of your boundary, because then you are actually attacking other people with your emotions. It's nobody else's responsibility to handle your overflowing emotion. This is where you come into containers like going to the therapist or coming into a coaching space or coming into a healing circle where you feel safe, where there is room, where there is a teacher, where there's a facilitator, where there is a healer or whatever you want to call it, that can actually hold these emotions without them being triggered. I hope that makes sense, you know, because if you oversweep your energy, I don't even know if that's a word, but if you let your energy come overboard, probably the other person will get triggered and then it's going to be a very dangerous dynamic. I hope that's clear. Yeah. Again, you're responsible of your own field. Everybody else is responsible of their own field. You can nourish yourself and cultivate your inner self and also integrate the divine masculine and the divine feminine, because I always talk about the feminine from this point. Let's stay congruent. Yeah. So the divine feminine from this point, the mother energy, the divine feminine has more archetypal energies inside of her. Very important. It's called the feminine mysteries. If you're interested in that, I will talk a little bit more about that, but this is also like deeply explored in my courses. So this is not for YouTube. This is really literally hidden secret knowledge, because in the hands of the wrong people, it is not going to be good. Okay. So and then we have the divine masculine energy. The divine masculine energy is the boundary, is the boundary. So you, whoever you are, I assume you're a feminine essence being, you're a feminine body being. This is true for both, for men and women, but my target audience are women. And women want to come into her queenhood, into her womanhood, and really owning all parts of herself. And owning all parts of yourself is coming from the wounded self, coming into the isolation of the healing, yeah? And then learning how to protect yourself and integrating the masculine container, the boundaries, the rules, the regulations, the interfacing with the material world. Ooh, the interfacing with the material world. That's what it is. And if you know both of these, the inner and the outer science of how to move yourself in this 3D reality, you're gonna create your amazing reality. You really will. And then you can, and that's also what I talked about, come into connection with other people. Come into connection and come into community. Community, unity, connection, coming together. Because only if you come to healing, what is the word of healing? Healing means being whole, being full. You're full of yourself, literally full of yourself. You're so full of yourself. It's kind of it's like an insult a little bit in English, right? I always like to say, I love it. I totally love it. I just want to say that again. Me, I am like, my English is my like second language. German is my first. Yeah. So my mom is German. I was born in Germany. I went to Ghana when I was 3. I learned English there. I also spoke Cree. Like, I don't really speak Cree anymore, but it's still kind of in me. I understand a lot. But then I came back to Germany. So I spoke, like, in my formative years, I spoke a lot of English. Then I came back to Germany. I'm still in Germany. I speak German on a regular basis. But all of my healing content, let's say that, like, I got certified in the US. Yeah. And all of the content that I consume about healing and all of that is really in English. I read a lot in English. So the terminology of the healing profession kind of is more in English. But in everyday life, I speak German. But what I want to say here is that speaking English is not a charged language for me, because my everyday experience are in German. So it's easy for me to say things in English without any attachment to the word, if that makes sense, right? If you understand what I mean. So Being full of myself, that's the whole thing that I wanted to say. It's important to be full of yourself. It's important to be your full self. And it's also important to honor your own boundaries and also honor other people's boundaries. If you get to that point, you are ready for a relationship. Yeah, you're ready for community building, because then it's not a dependency. You are not dependent on anybody holding you. You're not dependent on anybody dealing with your shit. Like, you don't have to give anybody shit, because if you bring up the shit, you can hold it yourself. You take full responsibility, and you take a responsibility and also cleaning up the shit, if you get what I mean. So that everything you're doing and that you're responsible for is happening in your own field, is happening in your glass bowl. Yeah. And if you can do that, and you still, of course, desire connection, we are built for connection. We are built for community. We're built for family. Yeah. I always like to say, in this healing space, personal development, kind of new age space, whatever, we're talking about finding our tribe and all of that. The first tribe that we're wanting to find is our family. The first tribe that we're wanting to find is for women is a man. That's what I believe. Yeah, is a man. And then the tribe that you create is your kids. Yeah, so that's the first tribe. And then, of course, through our profession, yeah, I believe that's the creative tribe. The creative tribe is what we share with the world. And there we want to be seen, we want to be heard, we want to be acknowledged, we want to be seen. And seen for that, what we do, what we creatively give to the world. And this is also where we create community and a following, a tribe, whatever, like, I don't know how to say, like a community, right? A community. So yeah, actually it was easy to combine these three. So very important, the three parts: the victim stage, the learning stage, right? The survival stage, then the integration stage. The survival stage is more running on autopilot, running on the survival mechanisms of the triggers, the wound itself. Yeah. Then we come into awareness through knowledge most of the time. Through learning, that's the isolation phase, where we isolate and we learn mentally with the masculine, yeah, and then embody and do the inner work. Inner work is also deeply connected to working with the nervous system, working with the stored energy inside our body, inside our organs, yeah, inside of our tissue, inside our muscles. Like, the triggers and life experience emotions are stored and processed in the body, and we want to get the juices flowing, release energy, scream it, breathe it, move it out, all of that, yeah. And then we come into rules and regulations and boundaries for ourselves and others. And if we complete that, if we are on a good level with the protection of our own self, the glass ball, then is really the right time to come into contact with other people. Come into relationship, coming into divine union, coming into marriage, coming into being a community leader, community service person. Yeah. Feels so good. If you have questions, I would love to talk more about you. I would love to talk about you. If you got the message, how do you like it? Do you have questions? Where are you in your stages? Do you know where you are? What do you think where you are? Most of the time, we think we are further ahead than we are, or we can fall back into, maybe we are at this third level where we integrate a higher awareness and consciousness into our just survival mechanisms. And then we fall back deeply into the trigger and feel like a victim again. I have been there, and I wouldn't say that I'm completely free of it. Maybe it's going to happen again, but the The ability to find out if you're healed is really bouncing back quicker because you're so aware, you know the processes, you know the mechanisms, how you can deal with certain things, and then you jump back into the level of awareness that you're on. Ah, so let me know where you are. Let me know where you are. Let me know if that resonated with you. Let me know what more content you want to hear from me. I would love to talk more about all of that and really share all my knowledge. And if you're ready, because I always say that like YouTube is amazing and I've learned so much of you over YouTube and followed a few people myself. Not many, yeah, because yeah, most things are if you actually do your inner work and if you invest in high quality information and circles and trainings and communities, like yeah, most of the knowledge around this topic is not being found on YouTube on a level that actually nourishes me. Yeah, honestly. But there's of course so much, yeah, so much information that I still learn from. Don't get me wrong, not above it, not above it at all. And of course, there's so many fields that you can learn from. I'm not an expert in everything. So if it's nutrition, if it's relationship, if it's business, if it's money, like we can learn in so many, we can so learn in so many fields. And at the same time, I believe that when you are truly embodied and in your life, there is no need to seek out too many informations anymore because you feel into what topic or what area of your life needs the attention right now. And then you specifically get into that, or even you don't necessarily seek out free information all the time, but then you are probably at a stage already where you have the resources where you actually pay somebody who is a full expert in whatever they're doing to help you with that topic of your life right now, whether it be a personal trainer, whether it be a nutritionist, whether it be a financial expert, whether it be a life coach, whether it be a relationship coach, you know, and then draw from their knowledge, experience, and capacity or savviness in teaching what they know, because it's very important. Some people know things, but they haven't really embodied it through experience. And then I believe they can't really teach it because it's then just passing on information without the experience. So different levels on different things. But all I'm saying is I want to know about you. Where are you? Who are you? Where you come from, where are you in your life right now, currently? And if you're really willing and wanting to dive in, if this is exciting to you and you want to do your work and do your inner healing work, click in the link. Like I have something in the description box. My basic program, the Dream Builder, is in my link down below. I have a self-study program where you can go through it all by yourself. And it's designed that way. You can do it like that because all of the information are inside the audio. So you have something you listen to. It's an audio program. And then you have journaling prompts. You have like your workbooks or your playbooks, how some people call it. You have the journaling prompts that help you to bring whatever is going on inside of you and inside of your life to the table. And then you have the sessions, you have meditations where you can ground this information inside of you. If you want deeper help, or if you want to be in my container where I am part of the program, you find this on my website. Yeah. And then you book yourself into my group coachings. So my group coachings are continuous every week at the same time. I am there with you. You can Zoom in live. It's going to be over Zoom. And then you can ask me questions regarding every week's work and what came up for you. And then you have the opportunity to get on the spot real life coaching for your exact topic at this point. Very beneficial. Like that's high level help. High level help, support. Now that's what I want to call it. High level support. And yeah, this of course brings the biggest effect, but every price point is possible. And yeah, it's just about just doing the work. Yeah, you can start wherever you are. It's very juicy, starting with the self-study program. I have done self-study programs, which were amazing and helped me so much. And then at some points, I needed a real-life mentor. And I needed to hear something regarding my personal, it does so much when you actually become so aware of yourself and you say, like, really voice, this is where I am. I need support on this. It's so important because many people, many women have also kind of conditioned themselves out of receiving help. Yeah. So you think you have to do everything on your own. You feel maybe shame, or you feel like you would be a loser if you ask for help. But this is so wrong. Like a full, complete healed human being, as I said, seeks help because they know they can't be realistically an expert in all fields. And we all have so-called blind spots. We all have topics we don't know about, and it's okay. Like, I don't need it to be a financial professional. I know my basics that serve me and that I know and that I need to know in order to reach my goals, but I don't need to know all tax laws. Yeah, therefore I have my financial advisor, or I don't need to know everything about whatever. You know, I know a little bit about everything, but I don't have to be like in-depth professional, and you too. Yeah, and every person, and coaching, I also want to say that, like, every person who wants to go far, like further than mediocre, yeah, because you only have 24 hours in a day. I only have 24 hours in a day. And I believe everyone should go and follow their bliss, follow what they're deeply interested in, and then offer it to the world, right? And then we can exchange. Yeah, that's how it's designed. And every person who is going far, far further than the average seeks help. Seeks help, of course. Yeah, coaching is for athletes. Coaching is for actors. Coaching is for business executives. Coaching is for, like, high level performing individuals. Yeah, coaching is not for the, let's say, for the everyday human being who doesn't seek to rise above. You know, so we want to, my sweater, my pullover is original. What is it, like, some kind of sheep's wool, and it's itching me. So I have to do this, if you're wondering. I have a long sleeve beneath it, but this is a little itchy around the neck, but I love it so much. It's my favorite for the winter time. Just one piece, so warm, so nice, just loving it. Yeah, so I just want to say that as well. Like, if you really seek to go higher, surrender and allow yourself to realize you don't know how to get there on your own, and you want help. Yeah. And in order to receive high level help, of course, you have to exchange energy, and you have to, most of the time, exchange money for it. Yeah. To get a consultant, a coach, somebody professional, you have to exchange money. But trust me, it's going to be so worth it if you feel it. It's important to seek out help from people that you actually feel safe around and that you feel drawn to, yeah, that you feel trust, and you see their expertise, you see their energy, you like it, and then you choose that person, not just anyone, yeah? So that's basically what I want to share with you today. And I hope this helped you. I think I said everything already. If you like this, give it a thumbs up, subscribe to the channel, leave me a comment, let me know about you, and share this with a friend if this was helpful. So until then, bye.